Welcome, everybody. Share number 1215 in the writing. It's share number 368, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we previously spoke about that if one is traveling, right, and they make a bracha on a food, and the regular holchei drachim, they make a bracha on a food before they leave, right before they're about to drive off, whatever the case is, but it's a real case of holchei drachim. They also have in mind the food or the drink which they're going to be purchasing from the store on the way. They know, like we said, there's a certain store that always has a certain drink, a certain food, whatever, and they have that drink in mind, so we said that that would also be good. It would also be good in a case in time that one always buys a certain thing by a certain store. Okay, so and then the original bracha continues on. Now, we have to just keep one thing in mind, and that is before you get to the store, but Lamaisa, how did you work the original food or drink that you're, you know, eating or drinking on the way? In other words, if somebody's eating, let's say, a bag of potato chips, and they ate a kazayas of the potato chips, for example, at some point in a four-minute period, right, at some point, it doesn't have to be right away, I eat a whole bag of potato chips, and during the course, let's say right in the middle, I ate a kazayas of the potato chips under a four-minute period. Oh, so now they'll have to make a bracha achrayna, barin afashes, at some point. And that point will be as long as they continue to take a bite of food in general. I mean, something that's a huadamo, let's say the case in time of the potato chips, right? They'll have to take a bite within every 70, at least b'di'evad, 72 minutes. And I shouldn't even say b'di'evad, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's l'chatchila, but at least within every 72 minutes. Okay, so now when it comes to a drink, how it's going to work is that they're drinking, let's say, a coffee and soda or whatever, and if at some point they drank 3 ounces, which is a revius, in the amount of time it takes to drink 2 gulps with one small pause in between, or b'di'evad up to a four-minute period, in other words, also b'chtei achilas pras, and then now they establish that they'll have to make a bar nefashos on that drink. Now, and that would continue on, in other words, just like the food would continue on if they ate a bite within the 72 minutes, the drink would continue on as long as they took a sip within every half hour, b'di'evad up to 72 minutes, but we try not to rely on that. It's a long period of time on drinks. The Mishnah Berurah says it's much shorter. One should be careful to take a sip within every half hour. Now, so it will continue on as long as they keep on eating, keep on sipping. So then, so if that's what they do, so then when they get to the store, assuming that when they get to the store, they go and purchase this other food, this other drink, and then they just continue on because the original shahakal, they had it in mind, and it just continues on. The original Bar Pri Adama, they had in mind this in another bag of potato chips or another coffee, another whatever the case might be that they're buying a soda, let's say the case in time of soda, I shouldn't say coffee, but let's say the soda or whatever type of drink that they're getting. Okay, so now be it as it may, so when they get that other drink, it continues on. And again, the same thing, as long as they took a sip within every half hour, but they have it up to 72 minutes, and if it's something eating, another bag of potato chips, as long as they took a bite within every 72 minutes, so then it continues on. Oh, but now let's say, assuming that they did not do that, right? Let's say I didn't take a bite, and whatever, I have to make a burn of fushes, and I realize, it's almost 72 minutes from my last bite, and I'm basically running out of time. I'm going on a long trip, 3-4 hours, whatever the case is, and I realize that I'm running out of time, so now basically I have to make a burn of fushes, right? It's, let's say 72 minutes, 71 minutes, and or 69 minutes. We don't want to cut it too close, right? 65, 66 minutes, and I'm just, I don't have any more food till I get to the store. In other words, let's say 65 minutes, right? Until I get to the store, it's going to be another 10, 15 minutes, and I'm going to pass my time that I have to make a burn of fushes. I only have up to 72 minutes. I finished already my first bag of potato chips. I had in mind the second bag of potato chips that I'm getting in the store, right? But I'm going to run out of time. It's already 65 minutes or whatever the case. Just give me an example. It could be anything, right? Or it could be even 45 minutes and the store's an hour away, whatever. So now you have a problem because you have to make a burn of fushes. You have to make a burn of fushes because otherwise you're going to run out of time. Oh, now once you make a burn of fushes, you now, the bracha rishayna that you had in mind to buy the food in the store will get cut off. So you have to be careful with that. It will get cut off. Now when you buy the extra bag of potato chips in the store, you'll have to make a new bracha because you made a burn of fushes. The same thing with a drink, right? So the same thing would go with a drink, right? I'm drinking and I see that I'm running out of time, whatever it is, half hour, but you have it up to 72 minutes. And by the time I get to the store and I finish my coffee in the car, and now, but I had in mind the soda that I'm buying in the store. But by the time you get to the store, I'm going to be past the time, the half hour, the 72 minutes, but you have it. And I'm basically, but, and I drank the sheer and I continue sipping, but now I ran out of coffee. Just for example, I ran out of the soda, whatever, till I get to the store, it's going to take more time than I have of what we call the sheer equal. In other words, my time that I have to make the bernefushes will run out, so I have to make my bernefushes. I can't lose my bernefushes. My bernefushes, I'm not allowed to lose that, right? It's called the sheer equal. So now once I make the bernefushes, it cuts off the bracha, the shahakol, or the hadam, or whatever it is that you, the bracha that you made. Assuming that it cuts off any, the after bracha will cut off any bracha from before. But in our case, what we're talking about, shahakol, hadam, or ha'etz, right? So now you would need, when you get to the store, you buy the new bottle of soda, you would need a new shahakol. If you buy the new bag of potato chips, you would need a new hadamah because of the fact that you made a bernefushes. Now, why did you make a bernefushes? Because you were running out of time. Till you got to the store, it's going to take time. So you couldn't wait that long because you would run out of time and you had to make a bernefushes. So once you make the bernefushes, you would now, it cuts off the original bracha, and you would now need a new bracha when you get to the store, even though, the point is over here, even though you had it in mind originally. So we have to keep that in mind as we go on a trip. Okay, we'll end off here. And we want to keep in mind, once you make the bernefushes, it cuts off the first bracha, not just for the store, but any time, right? If I make a bernefushes and then, I decide to eat another bag of potato chips, which I have in the car, half hour later, nothing to do at the store, I would still need a new bracha. So in any case, one has to be careful when making the bernefushes. Number one, not to lose the bernefushes in that time, but to know it, just to keep in mind that once you make the bernefushes, you will be needing a new bracha when you start eating again or drinking again. Thank you for listening. As Lacham Bracha Kol Tov.